AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the Deficit Reduction Act he signed today at the White House is one of the most significant bills ever.
The Inflation Reduction Act invests $369 billion to take the most aggressive action ever in confronting the climate crisis and strengthening our energy security.
It would also help an estimated 13 million Americans pay for health care insurance by extending subsidies provided during the coronavirus pandemic.
We're delivering results for the American people. We didn't tear down. We built up. We didn't look back. We look forward.
The president's aim is to boost Democrat standing with voters less than 3 months before the midterm elections. A new FDA rule will allow people who have mild or moderate hearing problems to buy hearing aids without a prescription later this year. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The rule creates a new class of hearing aids that don't require a medical exam or prescription and can instead be sold online or over the counter. The Hearing Loss Association of America's Barbara Kelly's long been pushing that.
80% of people who could benefit from a hearing aid don't get one.
Citing cost, stigma, and other factors.
Consumers will have choice.
Glenda Greer resisted getting a hearing aid for years before giving in.
It was literally life-changing.
But says she advises people not to self-diagnose. A professional can properly fit the aid and optimize its benefits. Plus,
it could just be they have a wax buildup, just need their ears cleaned out, then they don't need hearing aids at all.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Arizona and Nevada will face cuts in the amount of water they can draw from the Colorado River because of severe drought. Wall Street stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 239 points. This is AP News. German filmmaker Wolfgang Petersen has died. His representative says he had pancreatic cancer. Petersen was 81. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Wolfgang Petersen's breakthrough film was the German-language film Das Boot, earning 6 Oscar nominations. Among Petersen's other films were The Perfect Storm, The Never-Ending Story, In the Line of Fire, and Air Force One.
Immortality! Take it! It's yours!
Petersen also directed the film Troy. He told reporters in 2004, one scene shot in Malta always stood out in his memory.
When Helen and the entourage, when they all come first time, greet Peter O'Toole on the steps there of the palace, we read the next day that that was the hottest place on earth.
I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Performer Darius Campbell Dinesh, who went from a British reality TV show to a stage and music career, has died at the age of 41. The singer's family says he was found unresponsive in his apartment in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.